I'm joined by Dr. Paul Aldershaw, who won the Lifetime Achievement Award last night at the SHP IOSH Awards 2011. Paul, how are you feeling after being presented with the award?
Slightly shell-shocked, I think. It came as a very great surprise to me. It's the most tremendous honour to be awarded something like this from your peers.
And what does the award in particular mean to you? You obviously mentioned the recognition from your peers, but what does it signify?
Well, it signifies that your efforts over a very long time have, not passed unnoticed, you could say, and people with reflection have looked back and thought, well, that's been valuable. It's tremendously important on that basis.
And is there anything when you look back that's sort of a real highlight for you,
Yes, I think so. I think, looking back over 30 years, of course, but the movement to a far better information base for setting up, deciding occupational health interventions, I think will be the summary of it, rather than just responding to immediate concerns, short-term illnesses, pressure groups, or whatever, all of which have a place, but to get a firm basis for future action, decision-making. I think that's been the highlight.
And just going back a step, really, you've obviously worked in the occupational hygiene industry for over 30 years. It's just to tell listeners a little bit about what kind of work you do, a little bit of background, and how you ended up where you are today.
Oh, well, I started off in the chemical industry, and then I was a victim of a, call it an industrial accident. I received a gassing. That led to interaction with what then was the specialist branch of the factory inspectorate. I thought, that's an interesting collection of people, and I joined that body as a specialist inspector, responsibility initially for asbestos. And then it moved on and on, different ill health conditions. I moved from occupational hygiene into policy, into other areas, headed toxicology, all sorts of different branches of occupational health over years, and gained more and more responsibilities until ultimately, when I retired, I had a large collection of professional people, it was my pleasure to head, covering a wide span of occupational health issues, epidemiologists, every kind of ologist, you could say.
So obviously occupational hygiene is a real passion for you, but why do you feel it's got specific importance?
I've always felt that it's important to prevent people getting illnesses rather than just treating them afterwards, important though that is. And it's something which I think has been a problem in this country to focus activity and to gain enough commitment over the years to continually advance sensible interventions to stop people becoming ill. That means not responding to every kind of ill-founded concern, but putting your efforts where it's really justified and where you're going to get a return from the effort that you do put in.
What are your hopes for the industry going forward?
My big hope is that they call it the health and safety profession, which includes occupational hygiene just as one part of it, can act in a more coordinated way, and that as it develops, it's better fitted to the way industry itself is changing rapidly changing over the last 20 years and over the future years, when we haven't got the same manufacturing base, same concerns.